So how does denying access to medication for addiction relate to the Americans with Disabilities Act?
Well, people with opioid use disorder have a disability, and so they're protected by the Americans with Disabilities Act. And so when a jail denies people with that disability, the medical treatment that's the standard of care, that violates the ADA, as we call it.
So what impact could this ruling have on treatment for addiction in jails moving forward?
It could have a huge impact because it's the first federal appeals court in the country to state that jails that deny access to medication for opioid use disorder can violate the ADA, and sends a clear signal that jails need to stop ignoring prevailing medical standards for people with addiction.
So why is access to Suboxone so important in jails?
Because studies show that access to Suboxone and similar medications dramatically reduces illicit drug use, overdose deaths, crime, and communicable disease. And the overdose death rate of people who leave incarceration with opioid use disorder is really high, and providing these medications brings it way down.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've read quite a bit about it, watched a few specials on it. Obviously, the medical community overall, I would say, agrees with you. So with that said, why do so few jails actually provide access to these sorts of medications for addictions?
Sadly, jails have been very slow to catch on to the fact that substance use disorder is not a moral failing, but it's a disease that is treatable. And when it's not treated, it can result in death. And they are, they've been reluctant to do that because of their kind of misunderstanding about the nature of addiction, but also some overblown concerns they have about illicit diversion of the medication.
So what's going to change that? I mean, in your opinion, is it rulings like this? Is it education? Is it bringing medical experts, together with people in the corrections field? What would you say?
It's all of those things. And rulings like this help bring on the pressure to sit down and meet with medical experts that they might have ignored otherwise. So this kind of ruling is really going to help push the envelope.
Well, and I was just going to ask you, I mean, in terms of moving forward, how optimistic are you that that this will really make a big difference when we're talking about other jails and providing access to Suboxone and similar drugs?
I'm optimistic that this is going to keep the momentum moving in the right direction. A few years ago, no more than a handful of jails in the whole country offered these medications to anyone except pregnant women. And in the last 2 years, a lot more have started. So I think that this is going to keep up the pressure.
What would you say to people listening that really don't know all that much about it and think, oh, well, you're providing a drug for someone behind bars and they're there for a reason, that sort of thing. But this is different. What do you think that is important that listeners know?
It's important to understand that substance use disorders are a medical condition. They're treatable, and that instead of locking people up, we need to provide treatment. Treatment works, and it'll bring down crime and bring down illicit drug use. And if it was your loved one or yourself, you'd want to get treatment.